Hey Gratitude Seeker, do you believe that our emotions are important? That what we live each and every day is actually impacting us not only mentally but also physically? I believe that with all my heart, and I've seen evidence of this in my own experience and in the experience of people around me. So let's see how we can improve our everyday emotions. One of the ways we can do this is by taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. This can totally improve our mood, our emotions. It can relieve anxiety and stress, and it's something that we can do wherever we are. And I believe that this is one of the reasons why people smoke, because for many people it's the only time when they take a deep breath in. We can enjoy an even better and healthier way of calming ourselves down by just breathing deeply whenever we feel stressed out or anxious. Another way for us to enjoy better emotions, better moods, is to find a way to release the negative emotions that we have inside of us. And there are many ways to do this. For some, cleaning up can really help with this. I am one of those people that feel much better and much calmer after cleaning up. I can direct my energy, my negative energy, on something that's useful and that actually requires a bit of energy to do. Another way of releasing the negative feelings, the negative emotions, is by exercising, by going to the gym, or by jogging, or by doing some sport that you like. And I forgot to say something. I'm talking about releasing negative emotions in a healthy way, because we're still going to do that one way or another, but it's much better for us to make sure we do that in a healthy way that's useful for us and that's respectful of other people. And since we're talking about this, a great way to calm yourself down when you're angry is to release that anger through breathing. Like, let's say that I'm really angry right now. Instead of me reacting and doing things that I regret, I can just breathe, something like this. Basically, breathe out your mouth, all of that negative energy, all of those negative emotions, and continue to focus as much as possible on your breath. This one works great when you're in the moment and you want to do bad things to other people because they made you really angry. And the first one that I mentioned is really good in general when you just want to get a better state or just calm yourself down in situations that are not as intense. So the fourth thing that you can do to release negative emotions is tapping. EFT tapping, to be more exact. EFT comes from Emotional Freedom Technique, and I will not go into details about this one because soon enough I will release an episode, an interview with someone that's doing this full time for quite a while. I've used these techniques on myself as well, and I also organized EFT groups here in Cluj-Napoca, and they work really well. And the last way of releasing negative emotions is one that Louise Hay recommends in her book You Can Heal Your Life. Basically, you take a pillow and you express all of your anger, all of your pain. You get it out of your system. You hit that pillow as much as you want. And even though it might seem crazy or weird, it works, and it's a much better alternative than actually having to snap at people or maybe even hitting them or expressing those negative emotions that we have inside of us in an unhealthy way that's going to hurt us even more. And negative emotions really do hurt, because as Louise Hay and many, many other people have realized and have studied, our illnesses have a lot to do with our emotions. And many times if you treat the emotion, your illness will go away too. That's why I believe that cultivating positive emotions is one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves. And beside gratitude, one thing that I found really useful for cultivating positive emotions are essential oils. They're basically the best part, the most helpful part that we can find in plants, and it's distilled into something really small that we can use really easily and for so many things. Like I promised yesterday, I'll share with you the experience that we had with the diffuser. If you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, me and my girlfriend ordered the premium starter kit from Young Living that also includes a dewdrop diffuser, and it's amazing. You only put 5 or 6 drops of essential oil. We actually received 11 essential oils with the premium starter kit. And before going to bed, we put a few drops of Clarity essential oil in the diffuser along with some water, and we just left it there to do its magic. And it really is magical, because unlike candle diffusers, you don't need to worry about the flame, and more importantly, you get the most benefits out of the essential oils because this is an ultrasonic diffuser that actually creates a beautiful mist that's coming out of the diffuser. And combined with the beautiful blue light, it really creates a magical atmosphere. I will actually put a video with this on Instagram because I think it's really relaxing just to look at it. I will post a link to the Instagram account so that you can take a look for yourself and enjoy the magic too. But getting back to the positive emotions and to the other benefits of using the diffuser, I'm happy to say that it didn't give me a headache, which usually happened when I bought things similar to this from the supermarket. And even more than that, we really felt great, both of us. And we were really tired because we had a really long day. And the diffuser, along with the essential oil, created such a beautiful atmosphere that helped us really relax. And I really felt that it was easier to feel positive emotions in this atmosphere. It's really hard to explain and to put into words, but once you experience it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And for us, the timing is perfect because we usually open the windows as much as we can, especially during the summer, to get as much oxygen in as possible and fresh air. But now that's getting colder and colder, we do this less often. But thanks to the diffuser, we can enjoy a very similar, healthy atmosphere in the house. And since the Young Living oils are therapeutic grade, we don't have to worry about any chemicals because it's only going to be water and pure oil. And I trust them so much because of my own experience, but also because of a story that I'm about to tell you. This is actually what convinced me, what turned me from a skeptic into a believer. A few weeks ago, me and my girlfriend went to the biggest shop with healthy food and healthy remedies because we had the voucher that she has received for her birthday from her colleagues. And while we were there shopping around, looking for some healthy laundry detergents, the owner of the shop offered herself to help us out. And we started talking about all kinds of things that have to do with our health, with products and remedies that help us with being healthy and with staying healthy. For instance, she mentioned something that I was blown away by, and I couldn't believe that I didn't see it until now. Somehow I thought that our skin only puts things out through sweating. I never realized that it actually also absorbs from the external environment. So if we are using laundry detergents that are full of chemicals, we actually get them in our skin too, because we wear the clothes all the time, right? And even more so when we sweat. But that's another discussion. We talked about different things, and one of the things that we talked about was the fact that my girlfriend has a health issue for which the doctors recommended surgery, And when the owner of the shop heard that, she was just smiling because she knew of many people that were able to overcome that problem without having to go through surgery. And what do you think the solution was? Yep, essential oils. Actually, a specific essential oil and a specific treatment with that essential oil. And when I heard that, I was, okay, let's buy it. And since it's the biggest shop of this kind in town, I immediately went and looked for it. But even though they have different kinds of essential oils there, she stopped me. And she said that the only oil that she recommends for this treatment is the one from Young Living, because it's the only one that's pure enough for this treatment. And I was amazed, because she could have easily said just to go and buy one off the counter, she would make a profit. But she chose to be honest, to be helpful, in spite of her best interest. And I'm really grateful for meeting her and for the fact that she was so generous and so helpful with us. So this is basically the story of why we actually got to order these essential oils, even though there are cheaper alternatives. And since we enjoy them so much and we see the benefits, of course we want to share them with other people, especially taking into consideration the fact that in comparison to the situation when we find a product or a service that we really like and we tell everyone about them, we can actually build a business doing good. And we have people in our team that are making a really good living out of this. In spite of the fact that in Romania, compared to our income, the oils are 4 times more expensive than they are in the US. But when it comes to health and self-respect, I'm glad to know that there are people that choose to invest in the best quality for themselves and for their family. The person who enrolled us didn't even tell us to join. She's a mother of 2 and now she's expecting her 3rd child. And of course, most of her focus is there. I wanted to interview her on the podcast too, but unfortunately, she learned Russian more than she learned English. She's a psychologist helping women before, during, and after giving birth. And she really, really loves children. In general, her children especially. And we found out that we can join and we can order directly to our address, so we don't have to meet anymore for her to give us the oils, and it made things so much easier. So anyhow, if you're interested and want to learn more, send me an email at hello@georgianbenta.com or write me a message on Instagram on the Gratitude Podcast. I'm really glad to hear from you. I received so many emails from gratitude seekers from all around the world these days, and it's pretty incredible. Thank you so much for listening, and with all of my heart, I wish you to enjoy as many positive emotions as possible, as much percentage of time as possible, each and every day. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.